You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are expected to be contenders once again this year, but it will do so with a very interesting-looking rotation. I'm Alice Twitter, and I'm here with Ken Gernick. And Ken, I want to talk overall about what everyone else is talking about with the Dodgers' rotation, and that it looks to be largely left-handed. But they might be mixing in a right-handed pitcher in there with the Japanese pitcher Kenta Maeda on a very long deal. So instead of me trying to figure all this out, why don't you tell us what you know about where this is going with this deal for this pitcher?
Well, I think as we learned with Iwakuma, we don't know anything until it's official, and this isn't official. Making it even more difficult to analyze is that there's only been bits and pieces about the supposed agreement that have come out, that it could range anywhere from 3 to 8 years with a guarantee of $24 to $25 million on up with a lot of incentives. So it's clearly a very unusual contract. But you're dealing with an unusual team and an unusual front office, so that's not a big surprise. But again, until it's done, it's not done, and we learned that earlier in the offseason with Iwakuma. So they already tried to get a right-handed Japanese pitcher, and that didn't work. So we just got to wait for an official announcement. But in lieu of that, you know, what they're doing now is they've had to kind of take the leftovers. The big names are gone, and they got Scott Kazmir. They tried to get Iwakuma, but they didn't like his physical. Now they're with Maeda, it appears, and they're just loading up on quantity at this point, having lost, you know, the quality in Zach Greinke. And I guess they just figured the way the pitchers go down that you just can't have too many starters, especially this team. So they're hoarding them. They're stockpiling them if they all pass their physicals.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting just when I was looking at some of the information on Maeda. 6 feet tall, 154 pounds. He's a little guy. Finesse pitcher. He's not going to overpower you. He throws a fastball in the low 90s. So it's a little bit of a different look from some of these other guys, which I guess is okay when you're trying to mix it up a little bit.
Well, I also think that's probably why they're able to get him. It's a unique situation in that he apparently wanted to stay on the West Coast to be closer to Japan. And also he has that knock of being a small right-hander, which I think scared away, quite a few other teams that might have been in on him. And so at the end, I don't think his market was as robust as he probably had hoped. And then you had the Dodgers there who were kind of running out of options anyway and wanted a right-hander, and there weren't very many left. So it kind of lined up that they may not have been each other's first pick, but they kind of lined up that they were their logical pick, and so that's the way it seems to have played out.
Yeah, I read somewhere in a column that was written about all of this that the Dodgers may have a logjam in their starting rotation, and I completely disagree with that word because having more starters than the five slots in January is not a logjam. Usually, you know, you're going to need 7 to 8 starting pitchers, if not more, and given the Dodgers' issue that they've had health-wise, I don't think you could ever call this a logjam. But it's interesting about Kazmir because I was kind of scratching my head when this first came up. They signed him and with an opt-out after 1 year, which I sort of giggled at a little bit, thinking, what is the point of this? But it sort of makes sense, kind of on both sides. Just the fact that, I guess from Kazmir's standpoint, next year's free agent pitching class is going to be thin, so it sort of gives him a little bit of leverage to maybe be able to get something a little better next year. And then the Dodgers have some pitchers coming up, right? So if they don't necessarily have room for him, then it might work out for both sides. Is that sort of the thinking there?
You know, that may have been their thinking, yeah. You know, it seems like. I mean, to me, I don't know how a player opt-out ever can help a team.
Because, right.
The only reason he wouldn't opt-out is if he couldn't get a better deal elsewhere, which means he hasn't been pitching very well. So You know, to me, a player, just like a team option always is in favor of the team, the player opt-out is always in favor of the player. That said, you know, Kazmir has really had several different careers, and right now he's on a good part of his career. You know, he's had really bad parts of his career and hadn't had a job and had to pitch in independent ball. But right now he's going well. He does have some physical issues, but, you know, how many pitchers don't? I think, again, the Dodgers kind of took the best of what was left, but in truth, they really did have to take leftovers because their top picks, you know, they didn't wind up with. Not only Greinke, but, you know, whether they were going to go for David Price, if not David Price, Jordan Zimmermann, all of them were gone, you know, once the Greinke thing fell apart, and then they were left to scramble. And so in scrambling, you know, I think they felt like they got the best pitchers that were available in Kazmir and Maeda. But, you know, to a certain extent, well, Maeda is definitely unproven in the major league. And Kazmir, you know, he's had his ups and downs. You've got Fred Anderson, who's had one. He's coming off his first healthy year since 2009. You've got Ryu coming off surgery and McCarthy coming off surgery. You know, there's a lot of question marks here with this rotation, and no wonder they feel like they need more than five.
Yeah, so what do you think about, I mean, the two main storylines that we've been hearing with the Dodgers, just the chatter, is basically, one, that they've had a terrible offseason, and two, that about having such a left-handed rotation. Because of the rotation being so left-handed, I mean, you've obviously been around for a long time and covered a lot of baseball. How odd does this strike you, and how much success do you think the team could have being so left-handed?
Well, I think, you know, I think a lot's made out of, you know, which hand the guy's pitching with. I think the main issue is that, you know, they don't have Zach Greinke's hand pitching. You know,
right.
I don't think it really matters as far as which side of the body the ball's coming from. I think it's which body it's coming from. And so they've lost Zach Greinke. And I don't think it really matters whether it's a right-hander or a left-hander replacing him. You know, it's how good is that pitcher. And you could say that, you know, certain lineups get familiar with left, you know, with pitchers with a certain type of pitcher. And so day after day, they get more comfortable. And you want to structure your rotation to give it balance and give a different look. And all of that is legitimate and valid. But I do think that, you know, what the Dodgers, with a lot of left-handers in their rotation without trades and if things don't really change, they will become vulnerable to teams loading up with right-handed hitters, you know. But, you know, the other team's going to make its adjustments regardless of whether you have right-handers, left-handers, or whatever. What you want is you want a bunch of Cy Young contenders in your rotation, and the Dodgers have one fewer this year than they had last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be an interesting year for the Dodgers. It could be a long year, so we will wait to see that. Ken, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.